Hello, so what's up with Chris Laker? That's me. And it is 9:06 a.m. I'm getting up now. I need to do... I think I'm going to do a short one today, just to let you know. You know already how long it is. You know how long it is better than I do, because you're looking at the finished thing. It says on your phone, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. I'm not going to do an hour show. I have to drive. I have to pack. My shit's everywhere. I have to, like, pack. Whenever I get to a hotel, I unpack. Jacqueline thinks I'm crazy. It's just... I like to feel settled in. And so I'm going to pack and drive back to New York, which should take about 6 hours, I think. So there's that. And last night was a good time. Great shows at the Funny Bone. It's a nice club. I like it there. You know, it was a real bummer is that I record my shows on my phone. I record video because I'm trying to get a set, a 5 minute, you know, the first 5 minutes of my set is like me trying to get my late night set for, you know, on like Kimmel or Conan or some shit, you know, where I've set several sets to late night bookers, and I don't know what the fucking problem's been, but I don't want to get into that all. My feelings about that, because it's uninteresting and it just gets me angry. But I couldn't find a place to set my camera. And the sound guy at the club was like, oh, we can record you on a DVD. And luckily I have an old computer, like the old MacBook that still has a DVD thing on it. So I'm like, oh, fucking perfect, dude. Thanks. And the first show, I didn't get, like, it wasn't perfect. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be the set that I would submit. So I was like, whatever. Second show, kind of nailed it. I was pretty happy. It's really hard. It's just, like, hard to nail a set, like, perfectly, you know. And I get the DVD from the guy, I get home. He pressed record, like, fucking halfway into the set. It was just like missed like most of it, and I got really mad. But what are you gonna do? Dude fucked up. I should have taken care of myself. It sounds like it shouldn't be a hard I guess it's not as hard for other people. No, it is. It is, because I know I've talked to other comedians about it, and we all talk. There's a consensus that trying to get the tape, as we call it, because we still call it tape for some reason, even though it's no... Well, people call their phone, they call it videotaping when they're recording on their phone. There's no tape involved. But I guess we just got used to that as a term, and then we say it without thinking. But, Dave. So I yelled about that on FaceTime to Jacqueline for like too long. She calmed me down, because that's what, you know, she's very calming influence. And, you know, nothing can be done about it. I'll get another day. Maybe in Philadelphia. It's very hard. It's like it's not impossible, but it's like, here's the other thing. When I get tapes in New York, I've been told by, well, one booker in particular that they always think that, like, oh, the jokes won't work other places because you got it in New York at like a hip room. So I like, I'm trying to get it outside of New York so I could say, see, there's like jokes that that dude told me, like, oh, no, that's because you're at UCB. And they kill, those jokes do very well all over the place. Enough comedy talk. I hate comedy talk. I mean, I like comedy talk with comedians, but I don't like comedy talk like on a podcast like this from me to you. But it's inevitable to be in there a little bit. And it was on my mind, and that's what I do on this show is this is what's on my mind. I'm just opening up my eyes and talking into the microphone. So I can't promise there won't be any whatever talk because that's not the point of the show, really. But yeah, the show's great. I had a good time. I like it here in Virginia Beach. Although I haven't left this like mall area, so I don't know what the rest of it's like. In the mall area, it's nice. But so let me I got some nice Facebook messages and tweets and stuff from people that were at the show. Mostly I guess local comedians or like which it's crazy there's comedians everywhere. Like living or hanging on the show. So it was really I know this is I'm just really tired because I was up late looking at this thing and being mad and now I'm really tired. So it's Sunday. Let's check out the news and then I will get out of here, get packed up and get on my way back to New York. And then tomorrow will happen. You know, when I get back to New York, Jacqueline's not going to be there because she's doing this festival in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's on her way to Fort Wayne, Indiana right now. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's just, I've never, I guess it's not that weird. Let's see. A lot of Trump stuff that I don't. Bob Dylan receives Nobel Prize in Literature in Sweden. Good for him. WrestleMania 33 event preview. I haven't seen WrestleMania in a long time. I used to like wrestling. And I loved it as a kid. As a kid, I thought it was the best. And I did enjoy the storylines. There was, maybe this is like a, you know, like the, one of those things like, oh, when I watched, it was, you know, this nostalgia thing where how I was, the best time was this time, but that what was referred to as the Attitude Era of the WWE, then F, was or is that right around the switch? I don't know. Was really when it was really like violent and racist and stuff. Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it was sort of racist. Well, there was a lot of racial tension among the. I mean, not you know in the storylines. There was like the white bikers that were led by the Undertaker was a biker, and then there was a Latino gang and a black gang, and they would fight. They would all fight, and there were Stone Cold. There were so many great. The Rock. I mean, a lot of those guys are still around, but that was just like the best time, I think. And then it kind of, it wasn't this family, you know, they had the Divas. It wasn't about, it wasn't a family like entertainment show. It was like you felt like you were watching something really kind of adult. And then they kind of made it more family again. Bummer. I don't know what it's like now. But maybe I'll watch. I definitely have friends watching WrestleMania. So maybe I could like crash a WrestleMania party. Nobody asked me because I'm not like in on the wrestling with people. Like if I took, but I could maybe be like, hey, who's watching WrestleMania? That'd be cool. Because I'm flying free tonight, man. Lone Wolf. Jacqueline is gone. I guess I'll probably go by a comedy show tonight, see if anybody's smoking weed. Get high. And then watch something that I don't know. That's the big plan. And then get up tomorrow and record a new show. I think I'm going to go, man. I mean, I know this wasn't much of a program, but most of them aren't. This wasn't that bad. But I got to pack up and get out of here. You know what? I like this hotel. Like everything here. The only thing that's been, there's like this performance center across, like, I guess it's like a theater or some, I don't know, whatever, but it's like, and at the, there's some event going on there, like these like little girls, like dance troupes or something, and they're all staying in this hotel. And it's just like, so it's just filled with like these little girls, like running around and like matching outfits and shit. And it's not like I hate kids or anything. I just don't want to be, or I don't want to be around large groups of kids. I automatically feel like, because I look kind of weird or whatever. I feel like as a man, like alone, it's just, people are just going to assume. I'm always afraid people are going to assume I'm a predator. And I won't get on the, because some of these girls are by themselves or they're in a pack. They get on an elevator with you and it's just like, okay, I'm going to stand in the corner. I'm going to look up. I'm not a creep. You can't say that out loud. You can't be like, I'm not a molester. To tell you that right now, little girls, I am not some type of pedophile. You can't declare that. So it's like, I'm trying to show it like in my body, like, but then I'm like, does it look like I'm overcompensating? Do I look like I'm some kind of pedophile in recovery that's like, I won't look at these kids because it'll trigger me? I don't know how to win in that situation at all. I'd not gotten on the elevator. I sat in the lobby for like 10 minutes waiting for like the elevator to be clear of like children. That's true. Well, I was just like, man, I feel good. And I still ended up on a thing full of kids. I mean, there's a million kids in this fucking place. So, I'll be happy to be free of the kids. I listened to that whole S-Town. I told you that already. Now I got to think of what I'm going to listen to on the way back. Maybe I'll listen to that Richard Simmons, the whole Richard Simmons podcast. I don't know if that, how many episodes there are, but maybe I'll listen to that on the way back. Some people think it's mean, an invasion of privacy, the Richard Simmons podcast, but I'm still going to listen to it. So, okay, I'm going to go, guys. I think that is, So I'm just going to talk to you tomorrow. There's nothing else to do here. I mean, there's no business. You know everything. Oh, you don't. Maybe this is the first time you listen to the show. Jesus. Some people were like, hey, I'm a fan now. And then maybe this is, if they're going to listen to the... I should have explained what the show was up front. If this is the first time you listen to the show, I just wake up and record a podcast, and they're not good. I don't know what else to tell you. Maybe you should have started at the beginning and not right here, you know. Maybe you're no longer a fan of my stand-up comedy because you hear me droning on into a mic. I just wanted to do this. I don't know. I don't know why I keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing the show. Like, if I keep talking about not doing it, I'm going to do it for at least a year. And then I'll reassess. If the quality is not improved after 365 episodes, then then I'm done. Maybe. Probably not. I enjoy doing this. For some reason, I find it's a nice way to start the day. So, if this is the first one you listen to, yeah, this is what to expect. I can't say this is so much worse than listen to episode number whatever. That's a good one. There's a few good ones, I think, that are better than this one, for sure, but I don't know what number they are, and you're just going to have to either make the decision to listen or not. But I appreciate you giving it a shot. You know, I have an album, Moments of Greatness. That's like stand-up. I have another podcast called This Week in Jack, and that's actually very good. That comes out weekly. Talk to people about what they masturbate to, which is an interesting topic, in my opinion. And there's like 150 episodes of that or more. You can go enjoy. This is mostly just for me and for the people that like it. There's people that like this show, believe it or not. I don't know why I keep talking to the people that don't like this show, but I'm convinced that there's hate listening people, because I hate listen to podcasts sometimes. Not hate listen, but people that I know, someone who I know, I'm like, how can their podcast can be? I've listened to podcasts that I know are going to be bad, and then I'll listen to them every once in a while. And I'm thinking somebody might be doing this, and I don't want them to think they're getting away with it. I know you're hate listening. It's not a healthy practice. Listen to something you enjoy. All right. Now I'm really going to go, because it has, how much time we got? 18 minutes. So this is basically a regular episode at this point. So I got to go. Pack. I will talk to you tomorrow. Go to iTunes. It's Sunday. You have the time. Go to iTunes. Right, unless you might have a job that you work on Sunday. I don't know. I'm not making assumptions upon your working hours, but maybe you work at Chick-fil-A. Then you have the day off today. They're closed. Or some other job that doesn't happen on Sunday. Go to iTunes, write a review for this show, maybe. No one's done that in a little while. And it would make me feel good. Or tell a friend. Don't tell a friend about this. Make it your little secret. Or tell a friend if you want. I don't know. It might be interesting to have a friend that also listens to the show. You could talk about it. I don't know what there is to discuss. Okay, did you hear that overslept today? Yeah. Me too. Cool. Let's go do some shit. It's not like you can discuss it like, the Americans or something interesting. I don't know. I say that a lot, don't I? I don't know. Because I don't. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.